Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Joe Giglio, in for Johnny Marks, alongside Ike Reese, Sports Radio 94, WIP live today from Citizens Bank Park as the Phillies get ready to take on the Yankees. Yankees coming to town here for three games. Phillies coming off of what was really a good weekend down in D.C. We started the show today by talking about the Phillies and their weekend and what they did. And listen, this team right now is exceeding expectations, and I think it's time to say they are for real. And this is a contender as we move into the middle of the season. Big series this weekend coming up against the Nats. We know the Yankees this week. We'll keep talking Yanks as we go along. Also talking LeBron. We'll get into the latest on the Kawhi Leonard stuff here in a minute, Ike. But LeBron James and the Sixers, the odds continue to go in the opposite direction. Not good for the Sixers. It's more like staying in Cleveland or going to the Lakers as what the odds say right now. So we're saying, how about make a pitch to LeBron James? I'll make this pitch to LeBron James. If he wants to go to a place that has established players, that he doesn't have to put together some sort of roster overnight. It's here ready. You have two stars. You have the pieces to go out and get another one, and we'll talk about that with the Kawhi stuff. But this is a very simple situation. It doesn't take a lot of mental gymnastics to make the Sixers a contender with LeBron James. The Lakers, meanwhile, that would take some work. He'd have to convince someone else to go there, and he probably could do that. But that team is not ready to win as they sit right now. This team with LeBron, Ike, is ready to win something if LeBron just shows up. Even Cleveland, they need to add. They need something else to happen there if he stayed there for a year. If he just wants to win a title or compete for titles in the next few years without having to go and add something or make something else happen, This is a pretty good place. There's not many places like this. Houston, you could say, but even that, I don't know about Chris Paul's knee as the years go on. Yeah. This is the most seamless, easy-to-see winning situation for LeBron. If that's all that mattered, if nothing else, nothing with the schools, the family, the house, the Sixers make a lot of sense. I'm just not sure that's all he wants. I think this time there's more to it.
Yeah, I think the Sixers make the most sense if you're going to talk about just remaining a title contender. What's sort of an easier path to get to the championship, even though to take on a Golden State or a Houston, the Sixers would be the road when you're just looking at situations that are really plausible. But I don't know. I think we may overstate how seamless it would be for LeBron James to come here and
because
play.
Because of fit?
Yeah. Like LeBron James has never played with a dominant low post guy. So for those of us that were complaining that Joel Embiid takes too many three-pointers.
He'll take more.
Exactly.
If LeBron came, he would take more.
Yes. So how does he fit with a guy like Joel Embiid? And the whole Ben Simmons thing is a legitimate question because you're going to ask one of them to play out of their comfort zone. Now, LeBron may be the one that's more equipped to do it. Doesn't mean he's going to like doing it.
And we hear he's willing. We'll see.
And then it's one thing to say, in theory, I wouldn't mind playing without the ball more. But for it to be practical, he has to go out there and do it and then have success doing it. Like LeBron James is not ready to settle for being a marginal player. You think LeBron James is ready to give up the title as the best player in basketball?
No way.
So then that means he needs the ball in his hands then. In order to be LeBron James, right? In order to be the guy that is a stat stuffer, that's facilitating, that's getting guys easy shots, open looks, doing his thing, LeBron has to have the ball.
Yeah, like he has basically his whole career.
Yeah.
Now, he changed a little bit in Miami because Wade was so good. But
and they
still
struggled that first year,
they
too.
They did. It was awkward.
Yeah, they struggled a little bit. And he's older now. He's not the same. And Dwayne Wade was a guy that could go get his own baskets.
And LeBron was desperate at that point.
Yes.
Because he hadn't won anything. And you knew he was going to change because he had to change.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the thing about this that's so interesting is I don't know what he wants. That's what makes this so fascinating. Last time it was pretty easy. He wanted to go home. The time before then, he wanted to win. So he was going to assemble the most talent, and he was going to go win. Because
this is different.
It's different this time. If it wasn't different, I think Philadelphia would have more of a chance. If it was just about going to play with good young players and having the most chances to win titles for the next 5 years, he's going to choose here.
Yeah.
You're not going to find Embiid and Simmons on any other team. It doesn't exist. But I don't know if that's what he wants. And if we're looking at it from the Sixers' perspective, how do the Sixers pitch him on coming here? Can they do anything to actually get him to say, yeah, I'm coming to Philadelphia?
You got to sell him Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons. You got to sell him that Markelle Fultz can be a player.
Well, that's a hard sell right now.
Right? You got to be able to sell him on that, because LeBron is going to look at your roster and say, well, how can we construct the roster to be at its best and get the most out of everybody?
Mm-hmm.
And you get the most out of everybody. That's what you want to do. Like, LeBron hasn't had to play. He played with Kyrie. And while he was still the best player in the game, he had to concede a little bit to Kyrie.
Let him score. Let him hit
the
ball.
Yeah, he had to let Kyrie do his thing. Right? I don't know. Again, and that was because he had to win in Cleveland. And he had to win with Kyrie. Like, LeBron James comes here, he doesn't have to win in Philly.
No, he doesn't. I mean, look, I think we're at the point now.
I mean, he may want to win, but not winning in Philly is not going to change anything about LeBron James.
When we started talking about
his
this
legacy
a few months ago, it was, well, if he wants to catch Jordan, if he wants to win the most titles possible, Embiid and Simmons are the best pair to go, and that's true. You can't argue that, because no one else has two young stars.
Right.
The Rockets have older stars. The Lakers have cap room.
Just
and
young
assets.
Players. Yeah,
young
they
players.
Have young stars.
They don't have young stars. No one that can match Simmons and Embiid. But I think that's the biggest difference now, is at least the odds reflected, Ike, that that's not why or how he's going to choose his next destination. It's going to be playing with guys he wants to play with, Los Angeles. If it is about just setting himself up to compete a lot for the next 5 years, this makes sense. But I don't think that's what he wants this time.
Here's the other thing that we don't have. We don't have a lot of flexibility.
In terms of changing the roster?
Yeah.
Well, they have one move. We know it. They can make one trade. They can make one blockbuster trade. But then you're locked into whatever you have.
Right.
It's Embiid and Simmons.
So I'm just saying, if he were just to come and sign and say we couldn't move Markelle or Dario, like, these guys are all here. Like, they're here. They don't have room to go get. Like, if LeBron wanted to bring in other shooters, there's a little more flexibility on the Lakers roster.
He can create his own roster.
He can add certain guys. Like, this roster pretty much is what it is, adding LeBron James.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's not as the canvas is not as blank.
Exactly.
As in Los Angeles, he just creates his own team out there if he wants.
And I don't even know how you would get J.J. Redick back here. You know how much money J.J. Redick would – he'd have to sign for like $5 million or what is the mid-level exemption?
Yeah, from 23 last
year
to
like,
five?
Yeah, it's like – or either the mid-level exemption was like $8 million.
Which is still a big pay cut.
Yeah.
Which maybe he would, because maybe they kind of had a
– And I think you only get 1 year with that.
Yeah, so he'd have to take a significant pay. And he could find more than that on the open market. Someone's willing to give him a multi-year deal. He could still play.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's not as easy of a sell as it seemed a few months ago, because I think LeBron's priorities aren't what we thought they were. And the Sixers aren't exactly the perfect fit, because you said it. He had to change his game. 888-729-9494. 888-729-9494 to hop in. Pitch.
Somebody's going to have to change their game.
Well, yeah, clearly.
Yeah, LeBron or Ben Simmons.
They can't.
One of them are going to have to change their game.
Both can't have the ball the whole time.
Yeah.
It feels like the chances are just diminishing. But we'll check in on the poll we put up at Marks and Reese. John and Ben Salem is up next. What's up, John?
Hey, what's up, guys? I want to talk about this whole LeBron situation. We have to be realistic here. Wherever LeBron goes, he's under control. When he went to Miami, he's the one that took less money, arranged for all three guys to be together. He went to Cleveland. He got rid of the young guys, brought in Kevin Love. He's the one under control. So whatever happens with wherever he goes to, he's going to have a say in what happens. So if Ben Simmons thinks he's going to be running the show, that ain't going to happen, folks. It's going to be LeBron on court and off court.
Well,
yeah,
probably
that's
will.
True.
Yeah, no, it
yeah,
will.
That's true.
Now, I could see that. I could see them sharing the ball handling duties. I mean, that's what good teams do now anyway. But mm-hmm. Ben won't have the ball in his hand the whole time. Not like last year. That's you're right.
And the other thing is, Ben needs to
he
get
certainly
his
ain't
head
averaging 15,
out of his
eight,
butt
eight.
And make sure you get away from Kardashians, start learning how to shoot outside the paint, because if LeBron is on the team, there's no way he's going to get the ball more than five times in the paint.
Well, the Kardashian stuff, look, I it's worried me. John, we appreciate the call. The whole stuff that's been going on this summer with Ben has worried me. Mm-hmm. I do think he's going to get his head on straight and be here and be ready to play. But I don't know what the summer is for him. I mean, I thought that this was a big summer for him in terms of improving, getting that jump shot under control, and making sure he's shooting with the right hand. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. Yeah, I don't know where Ben's head's at right now. And I don't think that has anything to do with LeBron's decision.
No.
But it is weird. The whole summer with Ben so far has been odd because he's spending a lot of time doing stuff and hanging out there and not really here. I mean, he can work out anywhere he wants, but I'm never comfortable when you have an athlete around the Kardashians. Not a good thing.
Now, from what I'm hearing, Joel Embiid is working out there with the same guys as Drew Hanlon.
When we played the cut on Friday with him saying Markel's jumper.
Right. So those two are working together.
Where's Ben?
Let me just throw something else against the wall. Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid, are we sure they're okay?
I'm not sure. I don't think there's anything real there.
Like, I don't think it's a Shaq and Kobe thing yet.
Yet, I think yet's a good point because they are two way different personalities.
And quite frankly, right? Like, Ben Simmons is going to be marketed as the next guy, the next big thing. He's the face of the franchise. Is he?
Well, I mean, if you go back one of the Colangelo burner accounts, he is the face of the franchise. And Joel is not.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, that could be a thing as the years go on here. It's a good problem to have. When you have two great players, and maybe they clash a little bit, that's okay. Shaq and Kobe won a lot before that thing broke up.
But eventually it broke up.
Well, they were two different. One was ultra serious,
yeah,
and one was a goofball. We kind of have that
kinda here. Kind of have that here.
Doesn't mean they can't win. It doesn't mean the goofball can't be great, because Shaq was great.
Right.
And Embiid
is
great.
Right.
But, yeah, I think that as the years go on, it's going to be fascinating to watch those two to see how they coexist. Now, I wonder if LeBron here would help that or hurt that. Because it would definitely take the spotlight off of both of them in a different way. It all revolves around LeBron, not them. Could be a good thing.
Yeah.
Or it could not. Because yeah, Ben would kind of align with LeBron.
Yeah, of course he would. Of course he would.
You have to. It's his guy. You know?
Of course he would.
I'm not shocked.
Nike, Adidas. What is Markel? Who's he signed with?
Does he have a sneaker? They took it away from him after last year.
We have to find out who was Markel
well,
signed
Puma's
with,
the new sneaker now.
Puma, everybody's running a Puma now.
I don't know if I'm sure Markel has someone. He was the first pick in the draft.
Oh, yeah, he's signed with somebody.
If you don't hear much about that right now.
Yeah, you don't. I don't think it's Nike, though.
I don't know, but I do know. We'll check.
Yeah, all I got to do is look at a picture of him. Oh, did he play this year?
Did he play enough to know what kind of sneakers he's wearing?
He
might not have. 888-729-9494, #9494. That's how you hop in. We're live at the park today. We have the Ike Juice Hotline coming up at 4 o'clock, 215-625-6586. That's how you hop on. We'll do that at 4 o'clock.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.